When I was deciding for my outfit today, I said, business up top, youth pastor on the bottom. Can I get a witness? Come on, somebody. Are you excited to be in God's house tonight? Sunday night service back. It is exciting. I'm sorry I got to miss the Sunday sing on a Sunday night. I know one of those songs was for me. Everybody will be happy over there. Come on. Did anybody know that? That's an oldie. It's a goodie. It's one of my mom's favorite songs, and it's my favorite song as well. But why I wasn't there is the same topic that we're going to be talking about today, and it's called interruptions. Anybody been interrupted before? Whether you're just eating a meal and then you just all of a sudden you get a text message or a call and your meal is interrupted. Whether it's an emergency, whether it's not, you pick up the phone or you just check your message. It's an interruption. It's a little one. Or maybe you're in a conversation and someone comes in and says, the house is on fire. Well, maybe not, but I pray your house is not on fire. But yeah, there's interruptions in our life that goes on all the time. And I was asking God, this topic that you want me to talk about, is this right? Is this what Oak Grove needs to hear? And he says, more now than ever, need to learn about our interruptions with God. And so last week I was asking, praying, and says, God, can I just do something a little bit easier? Can I just like take a little bit topic? Can I do a topical message on, you know, why we love Jesus? That's easy. I mean, we love Jesus. Amen. Sunday night's great. We're here to worship the altar. He said, no, I already showed you this year that you need to do interruptions. And so I'm going to tell you a little bit about interruptions that we have had in our life from 2019 until the present. January 2019, big interruption. We got assigned to Oak Grove Assembly of God on January 6th. So there's your high right there. There's your high interruptions. There's highs and lows. So we're going to learn about both of them today. And then next interruption, we had March 2019. We had a loss of a loved one. Ruth's grandpa went on to be the Lord after several years, many years of being and serving Christ. And he's in heaven now with his siblings, with his family, with his mother, rejoicing with us. But now we have to figure out how to live in this reality with this low interruption. And then in May, I graduated. Woo! Praise God. No more school, right? I'm sorry. I mean, homeschooling was fun, right, guys? What? I mean, hey, homeschooling was fun, right? Yeah. Well, we appreciated it. But I was done with high school, of course. I was done with my master's. Praise God, I was done. And that's another high. I got to be with my friends that I had made in my master's. I got to be with them. I got to see them go off into their missions field. I got to see them excel in whatever they were doing. So that's another high. September rolls around. First car got broken into. We were on vacation. We were taking a little sabbatical for a weekend. And all of a sudden, we come back. The back window of my Jeep Wrangler was cut. Someone had stolen my favorite blanket. It had bears on it. That's not fair. It's a $5 blanket from Walmart. You could have just gone, if you would have knocked on my door, I would have given you the blanket anyway. It would have been fine. But not that blanket. And then in January of 2020, this year, we had second time my car was broken into, sliced it. That was the scarier one. That was here at the church. That was on a Wednesday night, right after I preached a fire message. What'd I preach on? Good guess. All right. That's right. That's my answer. And so I just got home. We had to go get gas, and we saw that the window was flapping, and they stole my sunglasses again. I'm like, God, why is this? So we've hit a downward trend. We've hit a downward trend. In March, we got a new car. There was a lot of things that went on in March. Amen. March, I got a new car. I got my Subaru XV Premium Crosstrek. Oh, it looks good. It's a manual. Drove it for 5 hours. Guess what happened? Transmission dies. And I'm stranded at 9:30 at night with my wife. We were going to Tulsa to surprise my dad for his birthday. We were stranded at the Love's gas station on the highway on the way in Joplin. So I called Pastor. I'm like, do you know anybody that lives in Joplin that we can stay the night at? He said, no, why? I said, my car is dead. And so we take it back to the dealership. They get it. They take care of us. So it's a good and a bad because they took care of us because we had a warranty that covers everything. Nothing came out of pocket for that transmission. Nothing came out of pocket to fix that car. So now that car out there is a 2015, but it's a brand new car because it has a brand new transmission. So God is good. But then also in March, we had, of course, what everybody's been talking about every single day. We hear it all the time of COVID-19. Biggest interruption in the church as a whole that the church has ever seen. Ruth and I have been in ministry almost 9 years in October. And for the last few years of those, I have just started to learn how to use social media in my ministry. And then for a few years, having to learn how to do social media and Facebook to exclusively online, how to do ministry, how to learn how to adapt, how to learn how to look at nobody, stare at a camera, and nobody be there, and you're just like, I hope somebody watches this. You tell a joke, and nobody laughs except for you. Yeah, that's how ministry had to be for so many months. So, but if you take those interruptions of your life, yours may not be a car, yours may be a health crisis, yours may be a family member. Whatever it is, we all have interruptions in our life. And if you take those interruptions and you view those as a bad thing or as there's just a little bump in the road, then you can easily get bogged down with everything that's going on in this world. See, when God interrupts you, God's not trying to make you look at the interruptions. He's trying to say, hey, this is what I'm doing. I'm in control. And so looking back at all of those, just that was just a year, folks. There's a lot of interruptions that I didn't mention in 2019, but God has been there in all of that. He's been there through the whole time. He's been there during this time as well. Can I get an amen? In the crisis that we live in today, in the interruption, God is still there. You just have to look for him. You have to find God in all the interruptions of your life. You may ask yourself, well, was God there? If you really look, yes, he was. He was there the whole time. It may have seemed like you were alone. It may seem like this crisis you're having to deal with is all because of your circumstances. It may just be because God just wants to get your attention. Hey, come on, focus back up. Our fall retreat of 2019 emphasis was refocus. Refocus on what really matters and not on the world. Focus up. And so sometimes when God interrupts our lives, it's an interjection and saying, hey, you need to reprioritize what's going on. So tonight I'm going to, hopefully God will show us the interruptions of our lives, both big and small, that he was there the whole time. And God's been teaching us this year, this whole time. And of course, the big interruption, newsflash, March 14th, I was supposed to preach this message. So that's a pretty big interruption. So you guys, buckle up. This has been months in the making, and it's still relevant today. Amen? So Ephesians 6, verses 10 through 12, the Word of God says this, finally, be strong in the Lord, and in the strength of his might, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. We have some major interruptions in our life this past year. And you may have similar stories as well. But the bottom line is this. We do not wrestle against against flesh and blood. It is a spiritual warfare. It is a constant cosmic fight, a war that is going on in the heavenly realm, that it is not just man to man. It is man versus spiritual warfare. We are in a constant fight, and if you don't have your life right, and if your mind focused up, and you're focused on what's going on in the world and the interruptions, and if you're not contemplating that God is there, it's a really hard place to be. Because when you focus up on what God is trying to do in this situation, then you'll be able to see he's always there. He's never left. So we are not fighting the war that is taking place in flesh, in the natural, but it is a supernatural and a spiritual warfare. But here's the best part. Our supernatural God is all powerful. No matter what goes on in the world, no matter how much hate there is, no matter how much this virus spreads, our God still has the power. And he will take care of us no matter what this world comes to. Amen? Amen. So let's look at interruptions of what interruptions do for us. God has been showing me this past year. Our interruptions are, number one, on purpose. Our interruptions are on purpose. They're there to wake us up. Now, why do you say they're on purpose, Pastor Bear? Because there are times where sometimes we can put it in cruise control, right? Whenever I was searching for a new car, Bruce's car doesn't have cruise control, and it's a Prius, and we drive it to Texas. That's not fun. Cruise control don't work. So I made sure that whenever I bought a new car that it had cruise control, right? But sometimes you need a little bump in the road while you have it in cruise control that makes you realize and remember, oh, I'm still driving. Got to put my hands on the wheel. Sometimes the interruptions in our life are there to wake us up. Let us know, hey, we can't do this on our own. God's still there. You still need God in your life. Our interruptions are there to wake us up. They're on purpose to let us know we still need him. Stuff just happens. Amen, Pastor? Yeah. Stuff just happens. Being in ministry, you know, the sound sounds great, right? Austin and I do a great job. Yes, I mean, but it's been long months coming before the sound actually sound like this. You can test it on a Sunday. You can test it on a Wednesday. You can test it on a Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It sounds the same. You get here Sunday morning, nothing's right. Because stuff just happens. And why? Because we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. We wrestle against spiritual warfare. Jesus was interrupted. Let me tell you about one example in Luke 5, 17 through 20, and then 24 and 25. It's a little bit long. But basically, essentially, this is when Jesus was teaching in the house, and four young men tore off the roof and laid down the laid person. Know the story? Well, then let's read it. On one of those days, he was teaching. The Pharisees and teachers of the law were sitting there, who had come from every village of Galilee and Judea, from Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was with him to heal. And behold, some men were bringing on a bed a man who was paralyzed. And they were seeking to bring him in and lay him before Jesus, but finding no way to bring him in because the crowd they went up on the roof, they let him down with his bed through the tiles into the midst before Jesus. And when he saw their faith, he said, "Man, your sins are forgiven." Jump down to verse 24. "But the sins," he said to the man who was paralyzed, "I say to you, rise, pick up your bed and go home." And immediately he rose up before them and picked up that he had been laying and went on home glorifying God. Now here is a story where Jesus was interrupted. Now these are one of these high interruptions, right? He's just chilling. He's probably on his third point of his message to the Pharisees, Sadducees, of everywhere, to the lay people. By the way, Lord bless that guy's house. We don't hear about that guy's house. Letting Jesus into your home to preach the gospel. Woo! Come to my house, God. I'll let you preach all day. But anyways, that's another message. He's just chilling. He's just sitting there. He's like, you know what? I love you. You know, Jesus loves you. I love you. And I want your sins to be forgiven. And then third point is, and then all of a sudden, just the guy just, from heaven, ascends down. Hey, that had to have been a little bit loud, right? I mean, to tear off a roof, to let somebody down in, I mean, that's probably a little loud, right? So the interruption, he's like, I'm going to take this time to glorify my God, my Father, during this interruption, because it's on purpose to show, because in verse, earlier in the verse, it says that he had the power to heal. So it had come upon him, and he knew something was about to happen, and I'm going to glorify my Father with it. He saw that this was for a purpose. Amen. But this paralyzed man was lowered down. Jesus healed him and forgave his sins. Now, Jesus could have taken this interruption as an insult. Like, seriously, guys? I'm preaching and no one cares? What did I talk about? What was my point number one? Right? Instead of you're just like creating a hole in this ceiling, now I have to fix that. Hope insurance covers it. But no, the interruption, Jesus saw it as this is an opportunity to make my Father's light and love shine. And he did exactly that. And the interruptions are on purpose because they let God take over and shine. Number two, interruptions teach us and show God's provision for us. The interruptions show God's provision. Psalms 138, 7 through 8. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life. You stretch out your hand against the wrath of my enemies, and your hand delivers me. The Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. Your steadfast love, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the work of your hands. The psalmist writes that even in the middle of your troubles, God is still in control and he provides for your every need. You may not see him. He may be in the background, but God is still in control. His provision is our safe place. When we don't worry and let God take the wheel, then we are better off. Amen. When we let him take control, when we don't hold it back in our life, when we just say, God, just direct me and guide me. Your provision is more than what I can do with myself. Even when we try to do things our own way, his hands are still on our lives. And even if we mess up, God's still there causing an interruption. And God's like, hey, come back. Come on. It's all right. Let's go on. Pat you on the butt. Let's go. Let's start again. God is still in control. His provision is our safe place. It lets us know that we need him and we shouldn't try to navigate this world on our own. His provision is better than anything we can come up with in our own life. It's a roadmap. It's a GPS. We still need GPSs, right? I mean, I never get lost. I like adventure. That's not funny. I never get lost. So sometimes it would help to have a GPS just to make sure I get there in a timely manner. But I'll eventually get there. Amen? Anybody else like that? But we all need navigation, and it's hard, and it's a sad place. If you try to navigate this world, especially in the middle of a crisis like this, where sides are divided, where evil is considered good and good is considered evil, in the world that we live in, if we don't have the Word of God, we're lost. We have nothing in our life. We need to really dive into God's word and let him take control of our life. God's provision is our safe place. God establishes boundaries as part of his provision. He established boundaries. The oceans, they're only able to go up a certain way. Why? Maybe something's special in science and smart, but I know the easy answer is because God told it to. God said, you can't go past this point. And the oceans and the seas listen to him because God's provision is our safe place. Genesis 1, 9 through 10. And God said, let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place and let the dry land appear. And it was so. God called the dry land earth, and the waters that gathered together he called seas. And God saw that it was good. Just like what I said. God establishes the boundaries of dry and seas, the dry land and the water. Therefore, God's provision establishes order and preserves our lives. His hands is over our lives. Number three is this. Our interruptions reveal his presence. The interruptions of our lives reveal his presence. In the midst of our interruptions, the presence of God is still there. Even though we can't see him, Jesus says at the end of the Great Commission speech, he is with us always. He is never going to leave us. Psalm 16:11, you make known to me the path of life. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Hallelujah. He goes with us, and within his presence, there is joy. Amen. He is there no matter what circumstance comes. No matter if there is another spike. God's presence is still there. And he's still active and helping every way he can. These interruptions can be an inconvenience if we let them be. But if you take a step back and you realize, hey, was God there? The answer is yes. God is always there. He's never left us. He never will. And he is always there no matter how bad, no matter how much hate there is, no matter if how much tribulation comes, but we're not going to go through it. Amen. We're going home. But no matter how bad the world gets, God's presence is still there. And we still have people that can hear from God. And as long as there's people that hears from God, God's not done with his people yet. God's not done. God's not done with your life. If you're still breathing, God ain't done with you yet. Amen? So God's not done with your story yet. That's another chapter. That's another sermon. So the interruptions of our lives reveal his presence. Our Subaru story, we named him Terry. We like it. And he was there through it all. When we were signing the papers that morning, I heard God speak to me. He says, when we were talking about warranties, God spoke to me. He says, you need the full warranty. It may be a little bit more, but you need the full warranty. And this is a manufacturer warranty covers everything. Not knowing that 5 hours later, I'd be stranded in Joplin on the side of the road. But God's provision and presence never left us, and he never will. We will be really bad. We will be in a really bad shape if we had not done the warranty, right? It would have been a really tough spot. But God was still there. Chrissy, you can come back and bring the worship team. I'm going to tie a pretty bow on this, and then we are going to come to the altars and worship God. If you feel comfortable, these altars are open, and we will worship God together. But if you have had some interruptions in your life, hey, congratulations. You're part of being human. It happens. It just happens in our lives. We don't know why. I know God is sovereign and he's taking care of everything. But I know this. that because of his of the interruptions, there's a purpose for him. You can see God's provision. He won't leave you. And if you search and you look and you pray and you read, and you will see that he was always there. He was always present. He has never left us. Even in this season of silence with COVID, not being able to be with one another, not being able to fist bump a student or high five a student. It's hard. They're my heart. And I can't show gratification when they come to me and say, Pastor Bear, I read the entire Bible for our ID program, our discipleship. I can't grab him and hug him. Well, for one, he's taller than me, but still, it's hard. But there's a reason and a purpose of why everything. Maybe God just needed to wake someone up. Maybe he just needed to wake the church up. And then maybe he was giving us rest so that whatever comes next in the rest of 2020 or even 21, we're just going to need to be, we're going to need to be ready. Throw on these youth pastor's shoes, put on some boxing glove, and hey, devil, come on. I'm ready because I got rest during COVID. I don't know. We won't ever know the reasoning for why COVID happened. But God does, and it's for a purpose. These altars are open to worship God.